horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
It's Thursday morning, 10 a.m. here in the city of Kingston, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we've got the freshest new music, courtesy of Earshot Daily.
Featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to
Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily.
Welcome to Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans from Kingston, Ontario. I play in a band called The Meringues and another one called Shook Planet. I love hosting episodes of Earshot Daily because I get to find a bunch of great music on earshot-distro.ca, artists from all across Canada, and then I get to take those tunes and play them here for you. That's what I do every time I host the show, and that's what I'm going to do today. It's a lot of fun for me, and I hope it is for you, too. We're going to get right into it now. We'll kick the show off with a song by Victoria Anthony called Stupid Kid. Here, check it out.
I get why people get high and mess up their minds to forget. Too tired to worry about time and all that I might regret. If I got to do this each night, I think that I'd understand. Now I get why people get high and just wanna do it again. Kid, I should've known. I'm trying here. I don't know why I'm here, but I get why people get high and never quite find what you're looking for. Why do you need more? But I get why people get high, get out of my mind. I'm trying here. Last week when I was 15, no, I didn't feel so alone. Was it caught up in trying to be loved in someone that everyone knows? Now I just worry about time and all that I'm trying to hold. And I get why people get high, cause God, I don't wanna get old. Lying that I made it home. Tired eyes and no control. Stupid kid, I should've known. I'm trying here. I don't know why I'm here, but I get why people get high and never quite find what you're looking for. Why do you need more? But I get why people get high.
Listen up, Canada.
Listen up, Canada.
This is your show on your station.
Canada's Earshot Daily.
Your flames burn down my
ecstasy. This atomic melody detonates the blackened sky. This moment will never die. We'll never see the light again. The underworld's creeping in. The waves turn my lead to gold. Let's get sucked in the undertow. Into the dark.
Heard Darkness by The Sweet Kill here on Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans from Kingston, Ontario. I play in a band called The Meringues and another one called Shook Planet. If you're an artist out there, check out earshot-distro.ca. You can submit your tunes and hear them on stations all across Canada that are playing Earshot Daily. This next band is called Dylan. This is their song Gargoyle here on Earshot Daily.
Private eyes.
Get Earshot Daily on demand. It's easy.
Go to earshot-daily.ca today.
Or any other day. That's what on demand means. But you knew that. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to the show.
Was Carbon Memory and their song Distance here on Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans from Kingston, Ontario. I play in a band called The Meringues and another one called Shook Planet. I've got more great music coming your way, once again that I found on the Earshot distribution system. These are artists from all across Canada. They've submitted their tunes, and I'm just lucky enough to go through and listen to a bunch of them and then pick some to play here for you. We'll keep the music moving right along with this next band called Drogue and their song Bison d'Amérique. Here, take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans from Kingston, Ontario. I play in a band called The Meringues and another one called Shook Planet. Today I've played a bunch of great tunes that I found on earshot-distro.ca. At the top of the show, we heard from Victoria Anthony and her song Stupid Kid. We heard Darkness by The Sweet Kill. There was Dylan and their song Gargoyle. We heard Distance by Carbon Memory. And right there, that was Bison d'Amérique by Drogue. I've got time for two more songs on the show today. We'll close it all off with one by A Santa B called Nomads. And before that, right now, it's Too Late to the Party with Built to Last. Hope you enjoyed the show today.
Earshot Daily is played on stations coast to coast to coast.
For a complete list of stations, hosts, and playlists, or to listen to the show on demand,
visit earshot-daily.ca.
I was gone all these years, chasing all these different years. I was gone all these years, running from invisible fear.
Listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Woohoo! Welcome to Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy. I'm here every Thursday at 10:30. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a little audio comedy show. I'm not funny, but I host the show and I play different things on the air that I usually find funny unless somebody has requested something that I don't find funny, but they do. And I'm all about making the audience happy about these things. So if you ever have a recommendation for some comedy, definitely go to cfrc.ca, send an email, and your request will get to me, and I will have to review it and possibly edit it, depending on what's the content. But yes, I always welcome any suggestions for comedy. I try to bring you some really good stuff. But you know, there's stuff out there that I'm not aware of too. It's like a vast world, the comedy scene. So not just here in Canada and all over. So yes, please send me your suggestions if you have any. And CFRC has lots of good information on their website, cfrc.ca. Specifically, the events calendar. I know I talk about this almost every week now, but I just really like how it's pretty, like, succinct and thorough and has some good information. It makes me happy. So today is Thursday, August 27th. So on the 28th, tomorrow, there is a Spanish conversation sessions at Sydenham Street and Queen at 12:30. If you feel like doing something in the afternoon, that could be quite interesting if you want to learn some Spanish, or if you speak Spanish and you want to practice, awesome. There's going to be meditation in the gallery at Cultivate Arts Commons at 10 a.m. There's, of course, Friday night karaoke, both at the Buckle and Daft Brewing, both of them also at 9 p.m. Saturday, there is the public market at Springer Market Square. It starts at 8:30. It says 8:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., and I'm not sure what that means exactly because I thought it was an all-day thing, but maybe not because stuff has been going on so much with the hip tribute thing happening last weekend, so possibly something I don't know about. There's also, again, an Aquay Craft Market, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., if you want to drive the 25 minutes to Gann. Chef Demos at Aquaterra at City Hall Amphitheater at 11 a.m., so there you go. That's probably why we do not have any real market going on during the day. Saturday sessions in Confederation Park, line dancing at the Buckle at 7 p.m. So much going on. Sunday, of course, is always my favorite day because I get to go to the market when I have time. So the Memorial Center Farmers Market, which is, let me think, if you go, it's south of Prince, or it's north of Princess, not too far. If you take Frontenac Street, if you're on Princess Street going west, and you make a right turn onto Frontenac Street, oh yeah, you'll get right there. It's right there, and it's beautiful. And there's so much always going on at the market, and it's just a lovely outdoors thing to walk around for an hour or so. Purchase lovely food. I just got this summer sausage there that is freaking amazing. Definitely go check that out. There's also going to be an Indigenous Sacred Fire at Confederation Park at sunrise and sunset, or sunrise to sunset. This isn't very clear, but I'm sure if you look up Indigenous Sacred Fire Confederation Park, you'll learn more information. There's also the Cataraqui Indigenous Market happening at the same time from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be yoga both at the Kingston Memorial Center Farmers Market and yoga in Battery Park at 10 a.m. And the Merchant and the Toucan have Sunday night karaoke at 9 p.m. If you want to go over these again, of course, go to CFRC.ca, click on our news and events calendars. You'll get all that information. But you're here for comedy. I have two comedians today. We're going to have, I want to get this right, Atsuko Akasuka. She's very funny. It's about Mormons coming to her show, and she's having a dialogue with the audience. So please don't be offended. If there's anything, of course, in either piece. The second piece I'm going to start with is Jim Gaffigan. He's going to talk about how everything in Canada sounds made up. And it's very funny. And I personally don't find anything offensive in these pieces. But if you do, here at CFRC, we apologize. That's not our intent here at the radio station at all. We try to edit out swear words. We try to edit content if necessary. We apologize. Please just try to enjoy, because comedy is very, very personal and subjective. And your sense of humor may not be the same as mine or many other people's. I know mine isn't necessarily the same. So please enjoy, though. Why don't we start with Jim Gaffigan? He's hilarious. And I know this might be too close to this whole Terra 4 crap in a sense, but he is just poking fun at us, and he's pretty funny. And in a nice and gentle, sweet way. Please enjoy Jim Gaffigan here on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Canada is pleasant. Even the Canadian flag. Most national flags have all these macho symbols like Mexico's an eagle eating a snake, America's stars and stripes, and Canada's just like, just put a leaf out there. One for every province. Just one maple leaf. As a result, everyone likes Canadians. Everyone likes Canadians, you know. Not liking Canadians is an indication of a mental problem.
I don't like Canadians or puppies.
Remember when China was mad at Canada? The whole world was like, come on, China. That's a red flag. With the star in the middle. How many flag jokes? I do feel like the map of Canada looks unfinished. It's so detailed on the East Coast, and then it's just wide open spaces. It's almost like someone was working on it and they fell asleep. And his boss comes over and is like, are you done? What?
I just gotta put some names in Prince Edward Island and Nova Scotia. Oh, so much land.
Newfoundland. The boss is like, are you done?
I'm done. Columbia.
That's a country, all right.
British Columbia.
I've been to British Columbia. It's not very British or Colombian. Vancouver was like a rainy Seattle. Spent a week in Vancouver. Somehow it rained for 2 weeks. Well, you guys had fun naming things Vancouver out there in British Columbia. Vancouver Island, Vancouver City, which is not on Vancouver Island, North Vancouver, West Vancouver, South Vancouver, you know, Washington State, you can have a Vancouver. Everyone gets a Vancouver. Everyone gets one. It does appear you guys struggled with naming things a little bit. It's like Regina, Moose Jaw. Do you want people to go these places? And then, of course, there's the St. John, St. John's fiasco. St. John, New Brunswick, and then right next to it, St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm saying this like you don't know.
We know! We live here, we know!
But it never came up? Nobody took a boat from one place to the other one. Hey, that other place has the same name as this place.
Nobody confronted Newfoundland like, hey, Newfoundland, St. John, New Brunswick is the oldest city in Canada, so don't use that name. And Newfoundland's like, okay.
Oh, shoot. Well, what happened? No, it's different. It's different. Our capital, St. John's.
That's the same name. No, it's different. You spell out Saint, and ours is just ST, so it could stand for street. Does yours stand for street? No, it stands for Saint. But ours ends with an apostrophe S, so it's possessive. So, like, when Saint John comes back, he's gonna be like, "Where do I go? He's gonna go to the Virgin Islands. Who are we kidding? I think it's fascinating that there's a part of Canada called the Northwest Territories, still, today. I wasn't looking at a map from the 1600s or watching an episode of Deadwood. Name your country! Northwest, there are people that live there! What kind of civic pride? Well, where we're from in the Northwest Territories, or as we call ourselves, the Northwest Territorians. Go terror. You know. How dismissive. It's like Northwest Territories. Can we be a province? No. You may not. How about a territory or a yard? How about Northwest Storage Area? Of course, the Northwest Territories are smaller because in the 90s, the Inuit people were like, "We'd like our own territories." And the Canadian government was like, "Oh, we didn't even know people live there." Sure. What do you want your territories to be called? We'd like, none of it. Are you going to tell them, or?
It's a great name. Great name, none of it, love it. Sorry for stealing all the land. Anyway, we got a hockey game we're watching, so.
I think it's strange. Like, Canada, it starts off normal. The further east you go, the crazier it gets. Like, Newfoundland is like, bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Newfoundland is like the crazy uncle that you don't introduce to friends until you've known them for a long time. You're like, I don't want them to think I'm like them. Everything is crazy in Newfoundland. Everything. It's like, in Newfoundland, what? Time zones, do you want to be in the same time zone as the Maritimes? We'll go a half hour earlier. Worldwide, time zones are done by the hour. We'll go half hour. Okay. Just final housekeeping here. Is Newfoundland three words or two words? One word. Thank you very much. Thank you. Because Canada starts off pretty normal on the West Coast. British Columbia, you know, it's like beautiful natural resources. They shoot TV shows and movies there. That's like your California, right? And then there's Alberta, where it's like oil and cowboys. That's like your Texas. And then there's Saskatchewan, which we've established are all perverts. Looks like I'm not performing in Saskatchewan again. And then there's Manitoba, which Manitoba is like that friend you invite last to the party. And only because you forgot they existed. Canada picks on Winnipeg, right? That was kind of a big... I remember I was in Toronto and I was going to Winnipeg and it was my first show there and everyone in Toronto was like, "Ha ha, bring a coat! Winnipeg! Hope you like cold weather!" I'm not sleeping outside. Then I got to Winnipeg and I was like, oh, they're right. They're right. They nailed it. I went to Winnipeg in February. Well, that's when you want to go. That's It was 50 below! 50!
By the way, at that point, it doesn't matter if it's Celsius or Fahrenheit. It's kind of like hell. It's just bad. And you forget how cold it is. You forget how cold it is, and then you step outside, and you're like, oh! And that's why your national anthem starts that way. It's like, oh, Canada!
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Are there Japanese people here tonight? There are? Oh, wow. Do you live here? You do? You live here? What happened? Your husband is... Your husband is white, yes, but specifically here. Were you a missionary? You were. Did you come back with him? Hey, right? Isn't that a big meet cute here? Isn't that like a huge story for a lot of people? Right? Oh, you're shocked at your own culture. I know. She came here because she likes walking. I know. Oh, no, she wanted to walk a lot in the sun and the snow. She likes small Nordstroms. Yeah, I said it. I saw your Nordstrom. Oh. or did you come here because of those reasons? You did. No, so did you come back with him from a mission? No. No. Oh, wow. The story is closed back up. We were unfolding, and then no. Okay. Sorry to assume. You met out of love here. Did you meet here? You did. How did you end up here separately?
College.
And then which college? BYU? Okay. Oh, that's the one. Okay, I know. I do know about. What are you laughing at? Wait, I'm curious what. Hold on. No, I'm curious why you're laughing, because I know what I'm thinking, but what are you thinking? What are you laughing at? What? No, please, somebody. What did you say? It's a Mormon college, yes. Yeah, but that's not, is it wild? It's Utah. It's Salt Lake. Okay, yes, okay. But I was gonna say, I do know some things about your culture, and BYU's mascot. Wow, I've never felt feelings for Cougar before, but that mascot, do you know who I'm talking? You know, Cosmo the Cougar? Oh my God, so, but jail, put him in jail. Oh my God, every time I'm watching, I'm like this is the Mormon school's mascot. Did he just though? And like all the Mormon white girls in the back being like, we're not horny for him. And he's all, level up. And they're like, yeah. They're like, when I'm out of here, I'm so gonna marry. They're all trying to marry him. I see it. There's only one cougar, lots of girls. So you went there. You couldn't get with Cosmo. So you got with the closest thing. Next, just white missionary. Okay. Are you Mormon currently?
Yeah.
You are. You're not, he is. Okay. No, and how is it? We don't judge here. We got, hey, my audience is expanding. Women, gays, paleontologists, current Mormons. But you could be any of those other things too, right? Current Mormon, you can be gay and, you know, also women, a woman and a paleontologist, you know? No, actually. Mormons don't believe in dinosaurs. Do they? I don't think they do. No. I don't know. I just love you. City Creek Mall. I came for your mall. I don't know much. Welcome. I'm glad you're here, my fellow Japanese sister, out here in SLC. Are you raising your hand? Yes, you have a question. Is this, hold on, about the story. Hold on. Wait. I did see your hand. That was, am I teaching right now? Hold on. I did see your hand, so I am coming to you. Why did I fall for that? Hold on. That's not how stand-up works. I don't know how many shows you've gone to. Comedians doing their thing, ha ha, you're like, ha ha ha, you're getting your drinks, ha ha, comedians doing their thing. At no point, really. Do they
take questions?
I think. Not just a question about the story, but I'll bite. What's the question?
You do come across as a teacher, and I love that story about your dance. When you were teaching dance, did you go by Teacher Stacy?
Did I go by Teacher Stacy? Because of this, okay. Do you want to expand on that for people who might not get that reference?
Well, your name's Stacy, right?
Can you expand on that for people who might not know this reference?
Well, you're Tsuko, but that's hard to say because we're white here in Utah. So can I just call you Stacy?
So that's still not like explaining the reference for people because I get you. We get each other. But we're talking inside jokes now.
Go ahead and say it.
You said what?
I took an edible. I can't. I'm not the comedian. Like, I'm not going to do your job. Like, I'm busy too. You're the storyteller.
Oh. Yes. You be you, girl. You be true to you, bitch. You get the edible. No, yes. So that whole time, is that what you were thinking? You're like, oh, she went by Stacy. Did she go by Stacy? Huh? Did she? Huh? What?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what you were thinking, right? So like, weed is illegal here. Is that right? Is weed illegal here? Okay. That's not how. Yes and no? Weed is yes and no here. Medical only. Did you buy your weed here?
I have a mental illness as well.
You have a mental illness? Oh, you have a mental illness as well. I'll hold your hand. Welcome to the club. And this is, but you got weed here, like maybe not legally? Legally?
Well, actually, what I'm on is horrible.
I was trying to push for like, this is why we need good weed. Because, you know, sometimes you're like, Stacy, just fucking legalize it. Make it good so that there's no weird other things in there that makes you go, Stacy. But that's not my name. But, sorry, okay. You were saying. Oh, you're not saying. She goes, I'm not saying. What are you saying? No, I love you. Yeah.
Organs weed's the best. Organ, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
But I can show you my card. I took my.
Oh, no, I don't work here. No, you don't need to show me. I'm not a. Oh, no, I'm. Yeah. I'm gone in 2 days. Huh? You show what? No, this is. She goes, this is your show. You keep. She's like, this is your show. You keep going, girl. Yes, girl. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. Oh, man. No, thank you. That's your friend. That's also your friend. My fans. I'm into it. Oh, where were we? Oh, yes, Kobayashi. Did I go by Stacy? If you don't know, when I first moved to America, my teacher did call me Stacy for 2 months. So that is the thing that she was referencing. Yeah. Yeah. No, yes. And because Atsuko was too hard, you know, that whole thing. Everything she said. You were right. You got it all in, actually. You reference it all. You were right. What? Am I unedible right now? No. I'm not gonna be. If that's what your edibles are like.
Hello, this is Jack Layton, and you're listening to CFRC. Think critically.